If we look in Trent, this is a very busy slide. We've just carried out an audit of issues around core biopsy, and I'll show you in a moment in the next slide that performance in Trent, for example, is exemplary now with respect to achieving those standards. But are there any downsides? Well, this is an audit of false positive core biopsies. As I say, it's a very busy slide, and I apologise for that. But there's over 100,000 core biopsies been assessed in this audit. There are 174 that are registered as false positives. But of those, in scrutinising each of those cases, only 9 of those are true false positive cases in terms of pathology misdiagnosis. The rest are clerical type errors or errors where, for example, the core biopsy or vacuum-assisted mammotome has removed the invasive cancer, and so it's not present in the surgical specimen. So the level of overdiagnosis following the introduction of core biopsy is incredibly low. And this is the first real significant audit of this practice internationally. But core biopsy is a very, very accurate way of achieving diagnoses in breast cancer, and the true false positive rate is exceptionally low. And the majority of those cases are around the territory of atypical ductal hyperplasia and low-grade DCIS, so one known area of difficulty in achieving consistency.